thought the concept.
Yeah, we both messed up. Two wrongs don't make a right. That's why it only takes one. Yeah, one to make it right.
Ever love somebody so much, makes you wanna blow up. All your family telling you to grow up. But only problem is love taking over. I wanna make it right, but tonight, girl, it's over. Shit, wait a minute, what am I thinking? This is what I want, and this is what I've been dreaming. Well, dream on, nigga, but I love her so much, it's like it's never really over. I'm hitting the club, I'm trying to get my mind free. But this ain't me, I'd rather take her on the shopping spree and give her all the nice things. She look good in them tight jeans, ain't nobody do it better. Ain't no girl get it wetter, I swear to y'all. Misunderstood, what's really good? Love is pain, but love is just the greatest thing. And for you, but baby, I would clear the brain.
Yeah, I wanna be a better man.
Get along, either or, we both did our dirty work, and I'm a jerk, yeah, I failed to mention, but it was like I was taking more, not leaving room for giving. Girl, I effed up, really bad too, now that you ain't around, I really miss you, kinda sad, isn't it? It took a while, didn't it? Only thing on my mind is misgetting it. I kept a lot of secrets when I shouldn't have, can't remember the last time I had a bubble bath. Nothing will ever last, only just the past, let me get off my ass, why lie? I'm about to be like, hoorah, girl, no lie, I want your back. And matter of fact, I'ma change the way I act real quick. I know you heard it all before like a slow song, but this ain't that song. Chill.
Can I get your attention, attention? Yeah, I wanna be a better man.
Why did you go? I want to grow old with you like Mary and Joe. You thought our liberal eyes were only recognized. I'm in overtime trying to make it to your foul line. Baby, listen and listen, just want to kiss, I'm expressing till the morning. I sold my love boat, now I'm feeling love broke. But that don't mean my love sold. Shit, this world is cold. This is from a man's heart, girl. Yeah, you know I rocked your world. Now I'm getting rocked by these other girls. But where you failed to mention, already clean my kitchen. Blew out your last three wishes and your
broke bitches.
You ain't never had a boy like me. The college swag, up to mat tag. The grass that when you run back. But when you come back, guess where I'ma be at? But from where you at, I'm over there.
Me, Sandra London, and you're about to listen to my hot audio erotica. This story is called Hot Housekeeping. It's about what happens when three is company. A very full house, indeed.
How did you say that?
I don't know, but it's about to start. Hello, you're watching Sandra London TV, and what you're about to hear is a hot, cold reading of the very next video coming up that's going to be called Housekeeping, and we will start right about now.
Ariola, I clean now?
Yes, you cleaning.
I fluff for you.
Oh, yes, good. Good boy, Patrick. I like.
Ariola, are you in there? I want to see our son, Arnie.
Yes, Mario. I am there. I am almost coming.
Do we have the time? I finish?
Patrick, you must not be so hot in here. Mario will ask a funny question. Arnie does not look anything like him. He looks like you, puppy.
Oh, no, 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 no.
Mira, you can see.
Uh-oh. Ariola, come, come. I want to spend the quality time with my family. Give me my son. You never let me see him for very long.
I come. I come. I just wanted to show Patrick how to wax. My house.
What is going on in there?
The glass, Bucky. I'm showing him how to wax the glass.
Nonsense. Do I need to come in there?
Oh, if only you had, maybe. If only you had.
My baby.
Voila. So that's it so far. That's just a little script I wrote up in about 5 minutes or so. I'm going to work on it, and we're going to do the actual play version of it. And then you will see it, and our faces will be out of hiding. Good night. I'll be back.
We'll be back.
Bonsoir, messieurs, dames. C'est dimanche, le 1er d'avril 2013, et vous écoutez L'Heure de plaisir avec moi, Sandra Londres. Ce soir, je ferai cette émission complètement en français. Just kidding. April Fool's, happy April Fool's Day, everyone. Yes, yes, just wanted to say good evening in English this time. And yes, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It is Sunday. You know what? My bad. It's Monday. I fooled my own self. Pardonnez-moi. C'est lundi, le 1er avril. It's the 1st of April. Happy Fool's Day. You're listening to Playtime with Sandra Radio with me, your hostess, Sandra London of livinggrind.com. And I will do the remainder of the show completely in English. You're welcome. Yes, I recently wrote my latest erotica called Idyllic, Oratio Oblica, and I will read that for you live here on the show within the next several minutes and just a little while here. And I also, I'll probably go ahead and do it. I'll do the first chapter of Alice's Adventures in Wonderland. Woohoo! And yes, I've been meaning to post that as a separate episode entirely, completely separate from Playtime with Sandra Radio, as a different sort of thing, chapter by chapter as they are completed. And I literally had a lot of different things to do that took precedence over that. However, I want to keep my promise, and therefore I shall read that too. So stay tuned, sit tight, have fun, and enjoy. But in the meanwhile, while I get everything else ready for you, go ahead and have some fun and listen to First of the Month by Bone Thugs and Harmony. Here you go.
Get up, feeling buzz up early in the morning. Jumping up, yawning, lightweight bitch, chug a lugger, take a piss to the dome. Tonight I got geek with my truth, but it's just the first. so I'm getting me hustle on. I'm on the phone, calling a friend to phone. Wanna know, did your OG check come?
She put me down.
I'm on the block with business.
You know it's your draw.
And I'm coming with a pocket that bump from home. Here I come, but he put me down. Oh God, how I love when it first come around. Now I'm drinking me black as mine. On the time.
This first get celebrated.
Rushing to the block cause I wanna get faded. Looking on hard cause I'm needing me hair braided. We have the offense to this game. Took to the first, just call me that punk.
Now I hang them records from the east to the west. So I'm making that money all across the world, man.
True. And I know the record late tonight, but I gotta make it live, so I ask the Lord to keep my homeboy's side. We'll be coming up my ears, all about making my wanna first get a tip, but don't flip. Get in line with the bumpers, but where the hustlers in the graveyard shift on the first.
That was Bone Thugs and Harmony with the song First of the Month. Okay, I have one more song for you, really, really quick, and then I shall read my latest erotic story, Idyllic Oratio Oblica. And I have a couple different news things from the media and historical and all these sorts of things awaiting you shortly thereafter, but I will be ready in just a moment, so please enjoy Oriental Sunset by Kindred, and then I will do my live reading for y'all. The call-in number is 858-815-2333. Once again, 858-815-2333.
Thank you.
And that was Kindred with the song Oriental Sunset. Okay, I'll do the live reading now. The story was published on livinggrind.com on Wednesday, March 27th, 2013. It's called Idyllic, Oratio Oblica. Yesterday morning, or perhaps last night, Celeste will wake up dead. It will take quite some time before she will take note of this. Celeste will have just ventured out the evening before with her best friend forever, Ashlyn Jameson, to seek out a new restaurant and bar, Le Colisée. Dave will not appear too excited about this, and Celeste will worry that he may be upset by the time upon which she returns, especially if she should so happen to have spent far too much time catching up with her longtime friend, with whom she will have not seen in a little over an academic year. Ashlyn has been on a study abroad exchange of some sort, premised upon classical literature and ancient mythology or something like this. Ashlyn's long-winded, bubbly digests are quite familiar to all. In fact, they register quite regularly as a CC all expose to her steady circulation of friends, as well as the many more recent admirers she will have gathered along the way. Mykonos, Athens, Barcelona, Catalonia, as Ashlyn has never failed to educate her fellow feathered ilk. All this, and even more still, and yet always all the best parts, divulged solely for Celeste's pervy perusal and private consumption. And so now, Celeste will be able to unearth even more, always more, about her darling girlfriend's heady endeavors and their lusty conclusion. For example, Tomas, the hunky, highly adroit Catalonian, with whom Ashlyn has only just memorialized a great escape to Venezia. A sweet but sordid escapade, culminating with tentative, then turbulent, finger-filled dalliances to the tune of that silent symphony on the muddy waters of a midnight gondola ride. A tasty bon appetit, indeed, for El Señor, fanned beneath her popularly peasant skirt, and how Ashlyn would squirm, reliving how she would try her best to ignore the rocking and swaying of that small, floating apparatus so many millions of light years away from the crunchy granola of her more usual endives, like Hendry's Beach off the Pacific coast, or a stolen moment of picnicking a la va-va-voom on checkered gingham blankets, or were they Freddy's Burgers napkins? Ashlyn will have developed a learned disdain for those comparatively milder throes of passion, long gone and tossed out to sea amid the persistent flow of tides along the edges of humanity. Celeste is more than willing to subsume this all the while, emptying recollections of fuzzy, fading remnants of her own times past, like losing her bon genre jeans to the Pacific coast in a newly naked embrace, her soaked front pockets bearing down, impeding resistance, reuniting with Donnie's t-shirt, there having become saddled with quarters readied for a midnight sack of colorless bra and panty laundry and Donnie's short sleeves. All this in salute to the elements, yet little more than a mere pittance to Mother Nature herself. But no. Celeste will quickly return to the seedy seat of novelty, smack dab in front row, where things were a lot less pedestrian. You see, Ashlyn was a lady in Europe. That being so, it was only polite then to allow her beau, Tomas, to have a gander at her prized and pretty pink possession, and unthinkable to lie concealed and delicately beneath some nondescript fabric of commodity. Ah, yes. Celeste will be most eager to relish all of these naughty delicts abroad in real time, after all that she has devoured at length before her computer screen. Things are going to get real. Celeste will reach out, compelled by her quest to fully expose those secret treasures of abandon in concert, she hopes, with her longtime beau. She has lived for the date of this reunion, it seems, and a lustful remixing of the familiar, the widening of Ashlyn's complicit, dazzling, hazel green eyes, her full breasts thrusting forward out of habit as she embarks anew, weaving her delicious narrative to life. David will not know what hit him. Certainly, yes, Celeste has been yearning for this sort of gathering for much more than a fortnight. And now she wants to collect. Her attention will divert at moments upon the thought of Ashlyn's cheeks, which usually tend towards rosy when she is just about to spill the raciest of spoils. The impish dive of Ashlyn's heart-shaped head as she lowers her gaze mid-sentence. The corners of her girlfriend's lips when they curl conspiratorially. Their interchange will commingle, as they often do, laced with sheepish smirks of self-censorship and bouts of sheer, bemused embarrassment. False modesty will peel away as Ashlyn's hushed giggles tell all. Together, they will find it increasingly troublesome to fight back the tears of merriment. Time and again, they may attempt to stifle and compress Ashlyn's naughty narrative at irregular intervals, shielding themselves from spectators' wandering eyes and wondering ears. And of course, the waiter will come near, making his proverbial rounds, mostly mid-bite, just like clockwork, just to see if everything's all right. And it will be, and so very much more than all right. Celeste will encroach progressively as the night waxes on, building upon each succulent recantation of her muse. Celeste will catalog all manner of happenstance this evening, hoping to unleash her very own brand of sex magic, just this once, but precisely where and when she should. She will attempt to widen the circle, just for one, or, well, her party of one. The sweet, unassuming, ever so devoted David. Now, ordinarily, Celeste would have had no difficulty casting forth a reasonable reproduction of her notorious pal's far-flung charisma, but her rehearsals were largely confined to solitary pursuit. Mostly. Yet, here, Celeste will assume certain studied positions on this once upon a night. It is a given that she will start out well enough. She will advance with all the more purpose between the unforeseen hours of this endless night. Celeste's impending desire will mount bit by bit, eager to rejoice, relive, and suddenly give rise to a fait accompli. She races full speed ahead without regard for what could have otherwise resulted from certain derisive acts of Jamivu. Celeste will have hastened the destiny which stirs so immutably within, in spite of herself. By definition, Celeste has had plenty of, well, practice, gleaned from that steady stream of salacious digest, awash with the magnetic agony, ecstasy, and octane-laden discourse which spawns over easy from Randy Wildchild, Ashlyn. Celeste has been au courant for such a very long time. More often than not, perhaps, this feverish intoxication could have topped off, occasioning itself to die a warm, slow, heady little death. Until this one night, her fantasies would have remained burrowed within the exclusive domain of private life, slipping through solely during hidden, unspecified stretches of time, shrouded within and beneath her stark white bedroom linen, finding their welcome respite peacefully atop Celeste's personal pleasure chamber. Normally, she would have flicked about, pressing persistently with her tiny, finely tuned digits, until she stopped. However, this time around, not so much. On this other day or night, something else will have come to pass instead, and rather remarkably so. And all because, and perhaps only because, at the culmination of this very grand soirée and pleasure-filled reconnaissance, things really won't seem all that different. Not at first. And yet, after all this, somehow it all must cease to be. Because Celeste will wake up dead. The end. That is the conclusion of idyllic oratio obliqua. And that was Latin, that part. oratio obliqua. So feel free to look it up. You can look it up online. But anyways, you can see that in written form on my website, livinggrind.com, and or to livinggrindnla.com. And I hope you enjoyed that. In the meanwhile, please check out this song. It is called 99 Bars. Let me see. Hopefully I find it really quickly here. Oh, where did it go? Uh-oh. There we go. Found it. All right, there we go. 99 Bars by Steady Ascent. And this is a shout out to DJ DMM for sending this song my way. I hope you all enjoy it. And I will be right back with you. The call-in number is 858-815-2333. Once again,
858-815-2333. Back. One track mind, so I'm running where the hunnids at. Drugs in the mattress, so I'm sleeping where the money at. Trap at the studio, I'm trapping where I hustle at. Nine in my Louis bag, call that bitch my gunny sack. Haters trying to get me off my grind, it'll be none of that. Find your head, you see me in the papers where the funny's at. Cop a new fit, then I'm back where the money at. Ice told me, boy, you gotta hustle if you won't pay. So I cut the hard on my plate just like a lunch tray. Counting Starbucks every night like a cafe. Hit the mall and bought and get more bust than an ashtray. Living like I'm dying every night, I see my last day. Cut the work and bag it, hit the block and serve my last day. Boy, I get it till I got it, then I get some more. Never had a main bitch, it always was another hoe. Fuck you think I hustle for? Strapped to get my oxygen. Drug money making so I never need a job again. You can have the Washingtons, I just want the Benzies. That means you can have the ones, fives, tens, twenties, and fifties. Never under 20 inches, riding big boy shoes. Got them Pirellis burning out on that 210 coupe with a see-through roof. It ain't no ceilings in my village. 11 yappers with extended clips, no telling when I'm empty. They all be like, OMG, he throwing hundreds out his pockets. Hit a breezy, get Houdini, then I'm gone like go-go rocket. Hey, to stop it with that rocket click. 4-4 on my rocket ship. Nina with extended clips, a shoddy with a chopper grip. Gotta let the chopper rip, I always keep a strap on me. Run the option play, I pitch the rocket, come right back to me. Nina on the lap of me, I never make a run alone. If undercover's on the block, the fiends will hit my mobile phone. Fresh Prince like me alone, diamond shining all in my charm. Ice cubes around my neck with princess cuts hanging off my arm. Top drop, don't be alarmed, gotta keep the ceilings off. Wayne made it mandatory when he put no ceilings off. Swagger blow the ceilings off, Gucci down right to my toe. Cap attention to all these hoes, wanna flash that cake and strike that pose. Money, yeah, that pretty much sums it up. Going space in the club, whole team drunk as fuck. All white bricks, no, that's yellow diamonds.
Money like clockwork, I got perfect timing. AMG, bitch, I rep it till I'm dying. Young nigga, I'm a star, I be with Orion. Balls hard like a brick of rock. And in the club, I balls hard, bitch, Malone is stock. Jordan, bad bitches in the villa chilling. Look, the May backpack, it's me and seven women. Rookie of the year, ain't no niggas that's outscoring me. Whip shitting no niggas, my coupe got a toilet seat. Being in my pocket, I ain't speaking metaphorically. Shaking hands with Ben Franks, I got more than me. Money coming in every 60 seconds. I spend bread to make bread, bitch. Good investments. Throwing hundreds on the floor, keep the change. I dap you up and take your bitch, that's a fair exchange. I balls hard, jaws drop when I touch down. My squad niggas throwing signs when I come around. 850 to a stack, get you about a pound. Serafina exposed your stomach like ultrasounds. Pushing work down 75, Molly coasting. Trunk pop when the doors on that money get open. Fronty my chicken, got it back, but the dub's what I'm hoping. Jesus forgive me, all the caps and the swishes I open. We cut it, we bag it, we split what's left over. Gucci bag on my right, the K's on my left shoulder. We get the most money and smoke the best doja. Your boy that send me, heat your ass up like some leftovers. AMG and GSE better salute us, nigga. Come in our jungle, you be liable to lose a nigga. Did a bid, but I heard you ain't the shooter, nigga. Claim you getting money, but niggas ain't touched the group of figures. I got precision with toolies, I get mechanical. Bricks of the OG, we smoking on botanicals. And if it's beef, my niggas feasting like we Hannibal. Now go and tell your people that we bald like Amber Rose. Niggas quick to simmer down when that hammer show. I fucks with real niggas who let that hammer go. I got clout in the hood, bitch, I get to popping. We moving babies in cradles, my niggas keep it rocking. Fuck you, pay me, he yelling to the death of them. Fuck a competition, bitch, he better than the rest of them. Niggas bust your cantaloupe and leave your ass a vegetable. Talking about the kid, my niggas dump you with the rest of them. I'm stacking paper for a larger state. I'm eating rappers like dinner, I need a larger plate. That cannon bang like Philip Rivers, get that charger face. That gun case will change your whole psychological state.
That was 99 Bars by Steady Ascent. Yes, so I will do the first chapter of Alice's Adventures in Wonderland by Lewis Carroll. The first chapter is Down the Rabbit Hole, chapter one, but in like 2 minutes or three. I'm almost ready. I was guesstimating about how long it would take and all this. Yeah, I'm going to do it just after this next song, which will be, where did it go? Oh la la. You know what? I'm going to do Touching Bases. I'll do Touching Bases by King Felix, and then I will read for you chapter one, Down the Rabbit Hole from Alice's Adventures in Wonderland.
We'll be right back.
That was Touching Bases by King Felix. Okay, so here we are now. story time. All right, Alice's Adventures in Wonderland by Lewis Carroll. Chapter 1, Down the Rabbit Hole. Alice was beginning to get very tired of sitting by her sister on the bank and of having nothing to do. Once or twice, she had peeped into the book her sister was reading, but it had no pictures or conversations in it. And what is the use of a book, thought Alice, without pictures or conversations? So she was considering in her own mind, as well as she could, for the day made her feel very sleepy and stupid, whether the pleasure of making a daisy chain would be worth the trouble of getting up and picking the daisies, when suddenly a white rabbit with pink eyes ran close by her. There is nothing so very remarkable in that, nor did Alice think it so very much out of the way to hear the rabbit say to itself, oh dear, I shall be too late. But when the rabbit actually took a watch out of its waistcoat pocket and looked at it and then hurried on, Alice started to her feet, for it flashed across her mind that she had never before seen a rabbit with either a waistcoat pocket or a watch to take out of it. And burning with curiosity, she ran across the field after it and was just in time to see it pop down a large rabbit hole under the hedge. In another moment, down went Alice after it. The rabbit hole went straight on like a tunnel for some way and then dipped suddenly down. So suddenly that Alice had not a moment to think about stopping herself before she found herself falling down what seemed to be a very deep well. Either the well was very deep or she fell very slowly, for she had plenty of time as she went down to look about her. First, she tried to make out what she was coming to, but it was too dark to see anything. Then she looked at the sides of the well and noticed that they were filled with cupboards and bookshelves. Here and there, she saw maps and pictures hung upon pegs. She took down a jar from one of the shelves as she passed. It was labeled Orange Marmalade, but to her great disappointment, it was empty. She did not like to drop the jar, so managed to put it into one of the cupboards as she fell past it. Down, down, down. Would the fall never come to an end? There was nothing else to do, so Alice soon began talking to herself. Dinah will miss me very much tonight, I should think. Dinah was the cat. I hope they'll remember her saucer of milk at tea time. Dinah, my dear, I wish you were down here with me. Alice felt that she was dozing off when suddenly, thump, thump, down she came upon a heap of sticks and dry leaves, and the fall was over. Alice was not a bit hurt, and she jumped up in a moment. She looked up, but it was all dark overhead. Before her was another long passage, and the white rabbit was still in sight, hurrying down it. There was not a moment to be lost. Away went Alice like the wind, and was just in time to hear it say, as it turned a corner, "Oh, my ears and whiskers, how late it's getting." She was close behind it when she turned the corner, but the rabbit was no longer to be seen. She found herself in a long, low hall, which was lit up by a row of lamps hanging from the roof. There were doors all around the hall, but they were all locked. And when Alice had been all the way down one side and up the other, trying every door, she walked sadly down the middle, wondering how she was ever to get out again. Suddenly, she came upon a little table all made of solid glass. Where'd it go? Oh, my gosh. Oh, there we go. There was nothing on it but a tiny golden key, and Alice's first idea was that this might belong to one of the doors of the hall. But alas, either the locks were too large or the key was too small, but at any rate, it would not open any of them. However, on the second time round, she came upon a low curtain she had not noticed before, and behind it was a little door about 15 inches high. She tried the little golden key in the lock, and to her great delight, it did it. Alice opened the door and found that it led into a small passage, not much larger than a rat hole. She knelt down and looked along the passage into the loveliest garden you ever saw. How she longed to get out of that dark hole and wander about among those beds of bright flowers and those cool fountains, but she could not even get her head through the doorway. "Oh," said Alice, "how I wish I could shut up like a telescope. I think I could, if only I knew how to begin." Alice went back to the table, half hoping she might find another key on it, or at any rate, a book of rules for shutting people up like telescopes. Well, this time, she found a little bottle on it, which certainly was not here before, said Alice, and tied around the neck of the bottle was a paper label with the words, "Drink Me," beautifully printed on it in large letters. "No, I'll look first," she said, "and see whether it's marked poison or not." For she had never forgotten that if you drink from a bottle marked poison, it is almost certain to disagree with you sooner or later. However, this bottle was not marked poison, so Alice ventured to taste it, and finding it very nice, it had a sort of mixed flavor of cherry tart, custard, pineapple, roast turkey, toffee, and hot buttered toast. She very soon finished it off. "What a curious feeling," said Alice. "I must be shutting up like a telescope." And so it was, indeed. She was now only 10 inches high, and her face brightened up at the thought that she was now the right size for going through that little door into that lovely garden. After a while, finding that nothing more happened, she decided on going into the garden at once. But alas for poor Alice, when she got to the door, she found she had forgotten the little golden key. And when she went back to the table for it, she found she could not possibly reach it. She could see it quite plainly through the glass, and she tried her best to climb up one of the legs of the table, but it was too slippery. And when she had tired herself out with trying, the poor little thing sat down and cried. "Come, there's no use in crying like that," said Alice to herself rather sharply. "I advise you to leave off this minute." She generally gave herself very good advice, though she very seldom followed it. And sometimes she scolded herself so severely as to bring tears into her eyes. Soon her eye fell on a little glass box that was lying under the table. She opened it and found in it a very small cake on which the words, "Eat Me," were beautifully marked in currants. "Well, I'll eat it," said Alice, "and if it makes me grow larger, I can reach the key. And if it makes me grow smaller, I can creep under the door. So either way, I'll get into the garden, and I don't care which happens." She ate a little bit and said anxiously to herself, "Which way? Which way?" Holding her hand on the top of her head to feel which way she was going. And she was quite surprised to find that she remained the same size. So she set to work and very soon finished off the cake. The end. There you are. Yeah, I hope you enjoyed that. I will play a song for you and I'll be right back with you. The call-in number is 858-815-2333. Once again, 858-815-2333.
caleçons, les blancs. Le bar de soirée haute couture en tête dément. Signer ton ego, mais à l'ancienne, la femme. Tu de VIP. Prépare le champagne, chocolat en montagne. J'école d'ici, je saute dans un full sous top class. Tout est en bonne place pour mes people. Je tape la grande classe. Pose pour les flashs à l'entrée. Signe quelques papiers. Pose un cas dans le creux d'un décolleté. Alors on peut commencer. Demoiselle, voulez-vous m'accompagner? Viens me rejoindre au VIP. Où les femmes sont belles en sous-vêtements. C'est en feu et c'est carré. Let's pop the Christian, let's pop it again. Et puisque le son est bon et que les femmes sont belles, si les anges de jour deviennent diables la nuit, c'est que les histoires d'un jour sont normales aujourd'hui. Lady dance, bouge dans tous les sens. À l'affût des regards, Lady s'en fout de ce que les gens pensent. On est là pour ça, pour les autres, c'est un show live. Entre toi et moi, personne d'autre n'a la même drive. Jack, XO et un bon petit cubain, c'est la good life. Et on verra demain. Viens me rejoindre au vie. VIP, où les femmes sont belles en sous-vêtements, dans tel est leur corps qui brille. VIP, que les femmes sont belles quand elles dansent en tandem.
Humanity by Skinwalker. Okay, as I close out this evening, I'll just do a brief on this day spiel real quick, because these things, in fact, have happened. This is no joke. Yay. All right, let's see. So on this day in history, April 1st, 1891, the Wrigley Company was founded in Chicago, Illinois. In 1924, Adolf Hitler was sentenced to 5 years in jail for his participation in the Beer Hall Putsch. However, he spends only 9 months in jail, during which he writes Mein Kampf in 1924. So that same year, Royal Canadian Air Force was formed. In 1948, Faroe Islands gained autonomy from Denmark. In 1949, the 26 counties of the Irish Free State became the Republic of Ireland. 1954, President Dwight D. Eisenhower authorized the creation of the U.S. Air Force Academy in Colorado. In 1967, the U.S. Department of Transportation began its operation. In 1970, President Nixon signed the Public Health Cigarette Smoke Act, which bans cigarette advertisements on TV and radio, and it then began officially on January 1st, 1971. And, what else? 1976, Apple Inc. was formed by Steve Jobs, Steve Wozniak, and Ronald Wayne. And then there's probably some other really cool stuff, but, like, I don't know how much time I have. So if you're interested in knowing more, feel free to go to Wikipedia. Woohoo! And look at their on this day in history type stuff. I love it. It's fascinating and awesome. And things happen every day. Isn't that awesome? Wait, hold on. Okay, a few more things while I'm scrolling with my eyes. Yeah. I don't have those Google glasses, but I feel like I do sometimes. How quickly I can read every now and again. 2001, same-sex marriage became legal in the Netherlands, which was the first country to allow it. 2009, Croatia and Albania joined NATO. And, 3 years before that, 2006, the Serious Organized Crime Agency, dubbed the British FBI, was created in the United Kingdom. There we are. So anyone who's had a birthday within the past week, happy birthday, happy birthday, happy birthday. And if you had a birthday on my birthday, March 24th, you can do an extra pat on your own back, because, like, when everyone used the Julian calendar, March 24th was the first day of the year. Is that not awesome? That's no joke. That's no joke. It's already, like, midnight on the East Coast, therefore I'm fully not joking. Yay. Woohoo. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for enjoying yourself. And have a great day every day. But especially when you go to work tomorrow and have to wake up super early. Oh, poor you. So anyways, good night. And I will see you all next week. Normal time, normal place on your web space in your head. Sunday night, 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. See you then. Everything is going to be, and everything is going to be. You sexy naked girls radio listeners, have yourself a naked day and make it a naughty night with me, Sandra London, on Playtime with Sandra every Sunday night, 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 10 p.m. Central, 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.